Well, I don't know about all that, but in my response, I would say the Spirit of God has given me the great measure as a man to handle great power with the mind of Christ. And I became anointed by the Holy Spirit with power as a man of God, walking in the great measure of a man who handles great power in a godly manner. See, everyone doesn't handle power the same way. And there's two types of power that I'm referring to. The first power is spiritual power. That's the power that God gives you. And then you have human power. Human power has a limit, but spiritual power doesn't have any limits. So you can have human power and exercise human power on earth, but your human power without God attached to it is no power at all. There are a lot of men and women assuming human power, walking around in pride and arrogance, and don't understand that the power that they exerting and walking in means nothing. They are really powerless. So there's a great responsibility for anyone to have been blessed by the grace of God to hold the power of God. God gave us power. God gave us dominion to rule, and God gave us authority. There are people who take God out of the equation of power. They take God out of the equation of authority. They take God out of the equation of dominion, and they insert themselves by replacing God and say that, hey, I made it because of what I've done. I have it because of what I did, and I'm the one that owns it because I'm the one that controls it. That's dangerous. Be careful how you handle power. The same power that you say you have will be the same power that takes you out.